I'm with Andrew, Jerry, and Phil from The Once. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey,
yeah, how are you,
how are you, sir?
Good, thank you. So you guys have come all the way from Canada.
Yeah.
How's the tour going?
Amazing. Yeah, it couldn't possibly be any better.
I think if it got any better, our heads might explode.
Perfect.
Let's hope it doesn't get better. Yeah. So have you guys had a chance to see Bristol?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Well, this is not our first time in Bristol. We've played two other times here before, but when we're traveling under our own steam, we're doing all the driving, the classic stuff that a band does on the road. And so it's sort of pull into town, hit the hotel, get the sound check, get that done, grab something to eat, play the show, get back, go to sleep, wake up early, drive away again. So when we saw it the other day, and we've had a full, day off.
Oh, brilliant. Where did you go?
Everywhere. Well, we went to the cathedral. We're big fans of going and seeing that. You guys do cathedrals proper over here.
Properly.
Yeah, they're amazing.
We know how to do
cathedrals. Yeah.
Well, any cathedral in Canada can fit inside, one of your smaller ones over here. So we did that and went and got some decent coffee.
Yeah,
great
amazing
coffee.
I got to do a shout out for this place. Full Court Press.
Okay.
Amazing, amazing coffee.
Make sure you visit there then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you guys are supporting Passenger on this tour. Where have you been so far?
All over North America, like Canada, all through the States. We just did Europe last month. Went all over, Western Europe, I guess, as far east as Prague. And then had a week off and had a nice little holiday. Got some more sunshine and then came here, yeah.
What's been the highlight so far?
Prague.
Oh. Well, there you go. All right, for you.
For shows, Prague. And Milan was amazing.
Yeah.
Barcelona was on wheels, too. Right?
And Barcelona was on wheels. That's right.
And you know what? Germany's awesome, too.
Germany was amazing.
I mean, where's your biggest fan base?
Our biggest fan base as a band would be in Canada, for sure.
Yeah.
But we're starting to really notice that things kicked off pretty well for us in Germany. I think that we will be back playing shows there. You can tell there's a different sort of response, to an opening band. You kind of expect that people are sort of going to trickle in while you're playing and nobody's really going to have a supporting band, I guess. Yeah, they're kind of going to be half listening and give you a little polite sort of, oh, yeah, okay, good for you. Get off the stage, get him on, And and in Germany and in Italy and Spain. Yeah.
We're quite fortunate that
crazy. Way. Crazy. People were there before we started, and you had that applause where you kind of look around behind you and you wonder, it's like, did passengers walk on stage behind us? Because they were applauding for a really long time here, and you just
assume.
And it was
for you.
And it was for us. Yeah. So very unreserved, too. But I mean, his audiences have been like that right from moment one. We started August 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia, in the States, and I've never, ever encountered in all my life of going to concerts audiences like Passenger has. They're the most amazing, together, focused, fun, respectful group ever.
Yeah. So where's the next leg of the tour then?
We head to Cardiff next, off to Wales. That'll be next stop. Yeah, tomorrow actually. We play there tomorrow.
And I have to say, what do you think about the weather? I mean, I'm British, so I have to ask about the weather.
We're from Newfoundland. This to us is like pleasant and mild.
Yeah.
This is actually all right. Like, it would be like this home, except easily 10 degrees colder.
Because you know that it's called Brizzle for a reason.
We get lots of rain, drizzle, and fog.
My mother texted me today and said she spent 45 minutes shoveling snow.
I read a report last night saying that Britain is about to get hit by the worst snow of ever.
Don't say that.
It's not our fault.
We're like,
it's not our fault.
It's bad news.
We didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't bring
this. Why do they say worse? It's coming out to Christmas. Surely that's like a positive thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But it can hold off until December, can't it?
Yeah, you're right. Well, the Christmas adverts haven't, so.
Yeah, really.
Or it's super exciting.
I love
Christmas. We can blame the adverts. Let's blame the Christmas adverts coming too early.
That's right.
Yeah.
Starting too soon.
And so the snow needs to come with it. Anyway, so back to your music. So you guys are a folk trio.
Yeah.
What kind of influences your music?
The weather does, actually. rain, drizzle, and fog plays a lot of... Just got to keep bringing it back to weather as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm kidding. Actually, there is one song that was influenced by by the rain. That's
Which track was that?
It's The Town Where You Live. There's actually a rain reference in that.
All right, brilliant. Let's get that track on. Hey, you're listening to Burst Music Official. I'm with The Wants at the O2 Academy in Bristol. So, guys, where did the band name The Wants come from?
It's an old expression used in Newfoundland. Newfoundland is kind of an island that's pretty much totally based on its history in fishing, right? So you get a lot of little outports and a lot of little places that are very isolated for a very long time. So we still use really old expressions. And The Wants is one that means shortly, in a little while, directly, you know? So if you said, we're going to finish up the interview, not at once. Or, you know, we're going to get up on stage, not at once, like shortly. So it was just something that really it came from sitting around trying to come up with a band name. And we thought about the movie The Commitments. I don't know if you've seen that one, but it's this Irish band, you know, a bunch of ne'er-do-wells in Ireland that start a soul band. And they've got this kind of a grizzled hippie trumpet player, and he says to them that they've got to be a band name with the in front of it, because all the best bands have the in front of it. So there's a little bit of cheekiness, because it's an old saying in Newfoundland, and it makes it a the band name. And really, we just never thought we were going to play anywhere besides Newfoundland. So in a way, it was somewhat short-sighted, really. But
so how did you guys know each other?
Phil and I met in college, and then the three of us started working together at a
Summer Theater Festival.
In Newfoundland.
Dress up in sort of 1600s period dress and greet the tourists and sing and dance and stuff like that.
In one of those fishing communities, outboard communities, actually.
It was a lot of fun. It was kind of sad, but, you know,
it gives a lot of young actors and musicians work, so it's good for that.
So, you guys do a mix of covers and originals. What do you prefer doing?
Originals.
Original music, yeah.
We have a lot of fun with the covers. Like, we enjoy coming up with, you know, interesting new arrangements, and I think that's where we get a lot of the joy from with the covers. And, you know, plus there's a lot of really good songs out there, so it's fun to play other people's material sometimes. But definitely most excited, most proud of the original comedy.
So your album Departures has just been released. How has it been received?
So far, so good, I think. Yeah.
So you guys are supporting Passenger tonight, as we said before. How did that kind of come about?
That came about almost 2 years ago, last January. Last January in Glasgow, actually. We were doing like a radio, a sort of mobile radio interview performance type thing during this festival called Celtic Connections in a church basement. And we were singing a song, and Mike Passenger happened to walk in. He was actually, as fate would have it, he was up next to do the same interview performance type thing for this radio station. And he happened to hear us singing a song, an a cappella song. Proud to say it was actually a Newfoundland song, a song written by a fellow named Vince Coles back home, called By the Glow of the Kerosene Light, from our last album, Rope on Row. And heard us singing, and seemed to really like the sound and the harmonies and all that, and struck up a conversation. Next thing, we're playing a song together of his and shooting a video for it in Edinburgh. And then from there, fast forward almost a year, we hear from him in December that year, and he's finishing up recording his new album, Whispers, and asked us if we would fly down to Sydney, Australia to do the backup vocals. You know, January in Canada isn't a particularly warm and cozy time of year.
Was that your only reason?
That was it. It was an excuse to get out of the Canadian winter.
Who is this guy? Keeps calling us. Yes, you do. God.
Okay, wait a minute.
Free tickets to Australia. All right, let's go.
Yeah, Australia's pretty warm that time of year. So yeah, we flew down and had an amazing time. Had a really intense but awesome session, like singing all the tracks. And at the end of that time, he asked us if we would like to join him on this world tour.
So. Amazing.
There you go.
So it's down to fate.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Totally.
Dumb luck.
Yeah.
Dumb luck or fate. Same fine line.
Which one do you believe in?
I believe more in dumb luck, I think. I love it.
I'm not sure.
I believe that if you put those sorts of things out there and believe that it'll happen, I do think that you can sort of twist fate, you know, or carve it out a little bit for you. And kind of, if you just